May we together bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, you are indeed the Alpha and the Omega. You are indeed the reason we labor, the reason we go forth into the vineyard. And may we go forth, O Lord, proclaiming your name, your word, your instruction. And Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be a glorious praise unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. From the book of Genesis, chapter 8, verse 22. The Lord said, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Folks, God has given us this world to live in, to play in, to work in, to support and to maintain. Now, I'm going to start off by giving you a point to ponder as we celebrate this Labor Day weekend. As we remember why we have the long weekend extending into Monday, think of this for a moment. No matter the task, be it plowing a field, or sitting at an office desk, be it working on the 50th floor of an apartment complex, or orbiting around the moon, there is somebody who would do the task. And not only do it, but take pride in the work that they do. And also, all labor, be it volunteer or remunerated, is being done for somebody else. Everything that we do is to help someone else's life. Rather divine, isn't it? When I was a boy, I didn't see Labor Day as a day to thank those who labor. It was the final holiday of the summer. It was a time to have that one more day before going back to school. Going back to school dressed in your new clothes, looking forward to meeting people you hadn't seen all summer. I recently heard an announcer on the radio refer to this as being the final long weekend of summer without an explanation as to why. There was no mention of those who labor to keep industry running in our country and throughout the world. I just finished reading a book about the 189 men, women, and children who arrived on the shores of Pictou County, Nova Scotia, on the ship Hector in 1789. Many did not survive the journey from Loch Lomond, Scotland, as conditions on the ship were deplorable. Upon arrival, they discovered that the promised land was not quite what they had expected. Because of the landscape, some would have to do more work than others. These godly people applied their labor to clear the land, to build houses, and to do other tasks such as planting gardens, digging wells, and the other many things that needed to be done to create a community. There were no chainsaws or John Deere tractors to make the task easier. Because of the landscape, some again had to apply more labor than others. Matthew 20 of today's reading tells us that each laborer sent into the vineyard were paid an equal amount. Some complain that those starting in a different time, a different hour, were actually being paid more. More ships would arrive, with again people looking for that new beginning. Although there was much work to be done, their task was made easier with the earlier settlers being able to give direction, and in some cases even help with the labor. Although all would reach the same basic goal, there was no mention of the new arrivals receiving their goal in an easier way. Keeping in mind that clothes were handmade, food did not come from no frills. Schooling came from home. So where did these people receive their encouragement? They rested from their labors on Sunday. They worshiped God in each other's homes until they were able to build a church in a center called Locked Room, and in time bring over a minister from Scotland to lead them in worship. From the first log cut to build the church, to first hearing their preacher preach a sermon from the newly made pulpit, this was a 5-year journey, requiring much labor and patience. Many years have passed since those early spring days in 1789. Life without doubt has been made easier for you and I. I believe that the greatest change in society as a whole is not recognizing the Sabbath day as the day of worship and the day of rest that our ancestors knew. As we enjoy this long Labor Day weekend, may we be reminded of the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 9, verse 27, where he reminds us that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So many people in this great world of ours do not know Jesus Christ. We are called to go into the world and make disciples of all people. As we hold up all who labor on this weekend, and as we give thanks for the fruits of many hands who work to make our world a better place, may we remember that the chief call of Jesus Christ is for us not to be idle, but to go into the marketplace of the world and be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in laboring for the Lord, so that when that day comes, when we are standing before the throne of God, we may hear those words, "Well done, my trusted and faithful servant." Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you that we have heard your call And may we continue to go into the world proclaiming Jesus Christ. Remembering, O God, that we are to be the spreaders of the word. That there is a great harvest to reach out to. And may we proclaim the love of Jesus Christ with our actions and our words. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.